Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Joins us on Thursdays. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
The issue of a county manager or executive, and the issue is that Otsego County is one of eight counties, as I understand it, upstate, that don't have a county executive or manager, and that may change.
Yes, David. This hasn't been an issue in a decade. Certainly, as you know, county government and all levels of government have become much more complicated. I think that pretty much everyone has come to the conclusion that you just can't do it with the county government in New York State today with, you know, part-time supervisors or legislators or, in our case, a board of county representatives. So in June, the Democrats tried to force the issue to the floor of the monthly meeting, and there was a big explosion. But by July, the retired Assemblyman Tony Casal, who many folks have known, he was in the in Albany for, you know, several decades, had written a letter to the Freemans in the hometown supporting the idea of an elected executive, and Republicans had warmed up the idea. So Jerry Benjamin, the vice president at New Paltz and director of the Benjamin Center on Local Government there, he's been very helpful in informing the discussion of what's going on there. And as you mentioned, of the 57 upstate counties, only eight do not have a manager or executive. And as I said, it's just gotten too complicated. Jerry had a helpful distinction. He was saying that a county executive, an elected county executive, could be much more useful in a sort of divided, diverse population, because to get elected, the executive has to build majority support. An appointed manager works much better in a county that is more uniform. Now, I'm not sure about Otsego. I mean, we have a lot of Democratic newcomers, pro-environment, versus a more traditional population, a Republican, you know, pro-economic development. Now, it seems to me we should be able to have both, you know, protection of the Otsego Lake watershed, which, of course, is a national icon, as James Fenimore Cooper's Glimmerglass, and then economic development along Interstate 88. And it seems to me that's where we're probably going to be going. In any event, there's lots of interest in professional management at the county level right now, and it's very exciting and much needed. And in fact, when we're done here, I hope to get over to the county board's Government Efficiency Committee at 9 o'clock today to see what's going to happen in terms of the next step. But we may have, you know, money for the salary and money for a study in this year's budget. So the county board that's elected in November will be able to have some of the tough political decisions behind them.
Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and more. Jim, we'll talk to you next week.
Super. Thanks, David.